says, his kabel gets a lishti. A man goes to a shliach and tells the shliach, I want you to accept this get for my wife. Or a hoylach gets a lishti, or else the husband tells the husband, take this get to my wife. The halacha is, if the husband wants to retract, he has a right to retract. Because this person is not zoicher in the get for the wife. Since the get is a chayiv for the wife, that's halacha in chavim l'liyodim elabafonov. That the get does not take place until this get reaches her hand. And before the get comes to her hand, it's not chal. So if the husband wants to retract, he has a right to retract. What about to isha shomris kabbalah giti? What about if the wife herself, she made a shlich l'kabbalah? We know by the get there are two types of shluchim. There's a shlich halacha, the husband has a right to send the shlich to give the get to his wife. And there's a shlich l'kabbalah. The wife can appoint another shliach to receive the get for her. So she tells somebody, whether it's a man or whether it's a lady, she tells somebody, his kabbalah giti, imrot salach salayachzer. Then the lacher is, once that person receives the get is chal, it's like it came into her hand, and they can't retract anymore. The figure, therefore, im omaloy habal, if the husband tells to the shliach, in other words, the isha or the wife made a shliach to accept her get. Now, when the husband gives this shliach the get, he tells him, "He asks you to kabbalah. I don't want you to receive the get for her. I'm not giving you the get that you should be a shliach to accept it for. Elohaylach v'tein lo. But I'm only giving you the get on the tonight that you should go and give it to her. In other words, I don't want this get to be chal until she receives it. Then, in rotzalach liyachzer, yes, the husband has a right to retract until the get comes to her hand." The get is not chal, the husband has the right to retract. Even when the husband says, totally giti, take this get. When she says, if the wife says, totally giti, take this get for me, she can't retract anymore. In other words, it's all succeeded like she made a shliach lekabolo, and therefore when the get, Rashi says, Avameres totally giti loshen kabbalahu. It's also loshen of a kabbalah. So if the wife tells the shliach, go like and totally gitcha, take the get for me. So as soon as the husband gives the get to the shliach's hand, it's like she accepted the get, and therefore the get is chal, and they can't retract anymore. All right, we'll stop here. We'll start over again. The Mishnah. Samach beizim beizim. To the Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, somebody says, his kabel gets elishti. That's what the husband tells the shliach. He makes the shliach to be the kabel, accept the get of his wife. Or Yehoyla gets elishti, or else take this get to my wife. So the halacha is, so the husband wants to retract, he still has the right to retract. And we said, the yisoid is, there are two types of shluchim. There's a shliach lehoylocha, the husband always makes the shliach to send the get to his wife. And there's a shliach lekabolah that the wife can make a shliach to receive her get. And then as soon as the get comes to the shliach's hands, she's megareshes. So here the husband said a lashon of kabolah. He told the shliach, I want you to accept this get for my wife. But since she did not make the shliach lekabolah, like nothing is doing. Therefore, as soon as the shliach gets the get does not take place. The husband can still retract. Just when the get gets to her hand, then we say the get is a good get. Because like the husband does not have a power to make the shliach a shliach lekabolah, but rather only a shliach lahalacha to take the get to his wife. But ha'isha shomer, let's say if the wife says, his kabbalah giti, she appoints the shliach to be a shliach lekabolah to accept the get, then when the husband gives the shliach the get, that's it, the get is chal. And later if the husband retracts, even before the get comes to her hand, nothing doing. The get already took place. But lefikach, the Mishnah tells us chiddush. Lefikach, therefore, though you should know, even in the case when the isha appointed this Reuven to be her shliach to be mekabel the get, but still imor ma'aloi habal. But if the husband, when he gives over this shliach the get, tells the shliach, he asks she should kabel lo, I don't want you to accept this get for my wife. Pitur is like a kabelah. Elo rather hoylech, I want you to go and take this get to my wife. V'tein lo, give it to her. So now the husband is saying, clearly I'm only giving it to you to give it to my wife. Therefore, before the wife gets it, if the husband wants to retract, he can still retract. because the get is first chal when the get comes into her hand. Even in the case where the wife tells the shliach, toli giti, means told just like take my get, it's the same thing. He holds that like a shliach lekabolo. It's as if the shliach, the wife appointed the shliach to be mekabel her get, and therefore imrotzalach zolay achzer. Once the shliach receives the get is chal, and later the husband cannot retract anymore. So we came to this decide that the shliach lekabolo that the wife makes to accept the get, and then the get is chal as soon as it comes into her, into the shliach's hand, or else there's a shliach lohelocho that the husband makes, and that get is first when it comes into the wife's hand. Zumar says, Omale Ravacha Breder of Abed Ravashi. Taima, what's the reason in the beginning of our Mishnah that we say the get is only when she receives it? Because she did not appoint the shliach to be a shliach lekabolo. That's why the fact the husband said to be mekabel means nothing, but only when she receives the get. But the diak is, Hashavi si'i a shliach lekabolo, but mashmi, if the wife would have first appointed the shliach to be her shliach lekabolo, the wife would first go to Reuven and tell Reuven, I want you to be a shliach to accept my get. Then, if the husband gives it over to the shliach, with these two lashonis of his kabel gets there, or else holach gets there, it would be mashma rotzalach lo yachzer, that if the husband wants to retract after this, he cannot retract anymore. So if this is also a lashon, the husband is telling them to be mekabel the get. So shmamina from here, it should be a proof that holach is keschidami. And really we have this from achloikis and of Yudal Raman Aleph. The person says holach, take it, does it mean take it and be zeicher in it right now? Like here by get, that would be a good lashon of the Kabbalah. Or does holach lav keschi? Holach does not mean take it and be zeicher right now, but holach means take it and bring it to my wife. So here it should be a proof that holach is keschi. So Gemara says, Loi, maybe there's no proof here. I'll tell you, Yerlam, really, Emloch, I will tell you, holach lav keschi dami. If somebody uses the word of holach, take it is not keschi. It's not like he's saying the get should be chal right now, but holach means bring it. If so, what is our Mishnah only because she did not make the shliach? But if she would have made the shliach, it would be good. I'll tell you, v'iskabel get li'ishti yitzuchlei, that the ratio of our Mishnah, the first part we need, where the husband tells the shliach iskabel, the husband tells the shliach, I want you to accept the get. Here's the chiddush. The salka taitach aminach, I would have thought to say, ho yulubal, lav ba'ashav yishliach lekabelhu, since the husband has no right to appoint a shliach to accept the get, he can't make a shliach lekabolo. It's up to the wife to do it. So I would have thought to say, since the husband used the wrong lashon, I would have thought afagav the mata gita liyada. Even when the shliach now brings the get to her hand, still I would have thought loyla have a gita that the get would not be good because maybe the husband never appointed him to be a shliach lahaylocha. He only wanted him to be a shliach lekabolo. And since the husband can't do that, maybe the get is no good, like the shlich is his bottle. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush at the beginning of the Mishnah. That what the his kabo v'holach komar. What the husband meant to say is, I want you to accept it, but I know that I can't really make you a shlich like a bolom. I mean that you should accept it and give it over to my wife. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Renech nami. Even in the case where she appointed the shliach, it could be if he says holach, maybe holach if lav kischi. Tonight we learn like this. It says, "Va'ish shomra his kabel legiti." When the wife tells the shliach a real shliach lekabolo, accept my get. So the Mishnah says, "Imrotzalach zol yachzer." That if the husband wants to retract, nothing doing, because she said a shliach lekabolo. So lekabolo means as soon as you get to get the chal. So my love, aren't we talking about loishno akabolo, loishno alocha? There's no difference what lashon the husband used, whether the husband said lashon of his kabel or said lashon of halacha, and still in both cases we say if the wife really made a shliach kabbalah, the get is chal b'shas kabbalah. So you see, holach is kischi. Holach means take it right now. The get should be good. Shmuel says loy, the dig is only a kabbalah. In a case where the husband said his kabel gets elishti, and the wife had already appointed the shliach. Our shliach lekabolo. Now we say, as soon as the shliach receives the get is chal. Therefore, the husband can't retract.
But maybe when the husband says Lashon of Hoylech, could be Hoylech if Lav Kitzchi. Hoylech means I want you to take the get to her. And up until the Shliach gives the get over to her, maybe there's no get. So we have no proof. Toshima, being a proof of the next part of the Mishnah, says Lefikach. It's even in the case where the wife made the Shliach LaKabbalah. Now the Shliach goes to the husband, but the husband tells the Shliach, listen, Lefikach, Imam Aloy HaBaal, the Baal tells the Shliach, I don't want you to be a shlich l'kabolo. I don't stop want to give you the get and you should be mekablet right now. Ela, rather the husband says, Hoylech v'teinlo, take it and give it to my wife. I want to make you a shlich l'hoylocha. So then the Mishnah says, Imrotzalach v'yachzer, if the husband wants to retract, he has a right to retract. So what's the diyuk why now? Taima diyomi yefshi, only because the husband said clearly, I don't want you to be a shlich l'kabolo. But if the husband would have not said Iyevsha, he just would have said Hoylech, then it's Mashmim Rotzalasa Layasar, that the husband cannot retract. Why? Shemamina, this should be a good proof. Hoylech is Kischi Dami. The fact the husband said Hoylech, that also means Kischi, I want you to accept the get right now. So you see, a lotion of Hoylech is Kischi. So Mara says, no, maybe there's no proof. Dilma be Hilech, like we'll see later on. If he uses a lotion with the Yud, Hilech, Hilech means more. Hilch means taka, take this get and give it over. The hilch is mashma more that the get should be chal right now. Hilch means here it is, right now the get should be good. Here it's only no good because the husband said clearly, Iyefsh, I don't want what my wife said. But if he wouldn't have said Iyefsh, he would have stamped said hilch. Hilch for sure is kishi. Our machlekes says, though, not when you use the lashon of a yud, hilch. When you say Hoylech, then we have no proof. You have another must know this. Shita, it's Poshid, Ish have a Shlich Lelocha. A man, the Baal, can appoint another man to give the get to his wife. Shekain Baal, Melo get Lishtek, because the husband himself could bring the get to his wife. The Isha have a Shlich Lekabolo. A lady could be a Shliach to be Mekabel the get. Shekain Isha Mekabel is Gitam Yad Baila. A wife receives her own get, so she can make another wife, another lady also. Our question is, though, Ish l'kabolah, could the wife appoint a man to be the shliach to accept the get? Could the husband appoint another lady a shliach to give the get to his wife? That's the shaila mind. Does it have to that could be man to man, or even a wife also, another lady? Toshima. Boy, miraskaba gets a lishka. It says in the Mishnah, if the husband tells the shliach, you be mekabel to get from my wife. Oy heilach, you get the lishka, you go and give this get to my wife. So the Mishnah says clearly in Rotzalach Yasser. It's not a shliach l'kabbalah because the wife did not make it. It's only a shliach l'hilocha. So before the get comes to her hand, the husband could be chayzer. What about the Isha Shom Neskabel Gita? If the husband and the Ritz are talking about the same shliach. What about if the wife told that shliach to be a shliach l'kabbalah? Then it says in Rotzalach L'Yasser. Then the husband cannot retract anymore. So the husband and the Ritz, my love, b'chad shliach. We're talking about the same person. That the husband can make him to be a shliach l'elochem, and the wife can make him to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Ushmamina, then it should be a proof. Kosher l'kabbalah, kosher l'elochem. Any shliach that's good to be a shliach l'kabbalah, like when the wife appoints another lady to be mekabel the get, that lady could also take the get to her. So you have a raya, a lady could give the get. Somewhere says, Lord, maybe that's not the pshat over here. Bishnei shluchim. We're talking about two different cases. The husband is one case, and the wife is another case. Maybe two different shluchim. Two different cases. So you have no proof that a man could do it for the lady. Toshima says the Mishnah Lefika. Here it's a good proof. Here the case is first the wife appointed a shliach to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Let's say she appointed another lady to be a mekabel the get. Now when the lady comes to the husband tells her, Lefika, Imam Aloy, Habal, the husband tells her, Iyevshish at the Kabbalah, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah to accept the get right now. Ela rather, Hoylech. I want you to be my shliach to give over the get to my wife. Be a shliach l'hoylocha. Therefore, the Mishnah says in Rotzalach l'yatsa. Yes, the husband has a right not to give it to b'tar a shliach l'kabbala, but rather b'tar a shliach l'hoylocha. Now, v'hocha b'chad shliachu. Here we're talking about one person, the same person the shliach made, the isha made. Now the husband is making. Ushramina. Here it should be a good proof that kosher l'kabbala, kosher l'hoylocha. The same one, it could be a shliach l'kabbalah, it could be a shliach l'lalocha. Tzmura says true. Poshit minov, here you have a proof at least, that ish have a shliach l'kabbalah. I'll tell you most probably the case is talking about that the wife made a man to be a shliach l'kabbalah. And that we can understand, that the wife could make a man to be mekabel haget. You know why? Shekein av mekabel get lebiti ketana. There are certain times that a man receives a get by a biti ketana, where a husband, where the father's daughter was married off, let's say even the father married her off, so kedushin is chal midiraisa, when she comes to receive a get, the father has a right to be mekabel the get for his daughter. So you see, there's a musay that a man can be mekabel the get for a wife. That's good. But the question still is, Ishul Alocha Tiboylach. What's going to be when the husband makes a shliach? Can he appoint the lady to be a shliach to take the get? That's our shayla. Maybe when a man appoints a shliach, Lohelocha, if Badafka has to be a man. And this the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Mori, Mori says like this, Toshma, come in here. We have before Mishnah, it says, Af Hanoshim Shein Nemenes Lohim Meis Bailo, Nemenes Lovi as Gita. Even the five ladies that were afraid they're going to lie, the mother-in-law and the sister, and sister-in-law and the second wife, they're not never to tell the wife that her husband died to let her remarry, but they are believed if they bring the get to say, before the nechtav, or they're never to say the get's a good get. For Hosam Halochi. Over there we're talking about these wives, these ladies are shliach to bring the get. So you see clearly that a wife, a lady, could be a shliach of the husband to give the get to his wife. And Amar Rashi, Rashi says, Misayfanah Mishra, and we have a proof in the Seif of that Mishnah also. The Tony says over there, the Tony Seif, it says, Ha'isha Atzma Meviyah Gita. There are cases that the wife herself brings the get to herself. Obavad, and even so, providing, she tzvichalem mefona nechtam, that she has to sell over to Bezd mefona nechtam. Your kimta, we put the kimta before, b'haylocha, that sometimes the husband makes his own wife a shliach b'haylocha to take this get to that bezdin over there and tells him before nechtav, shema mina. You see, it's a proof that a wife or a lady could be a shliach of the husband to take the get. That's halacha, can be interchangeable. The husband can make a lady and the wife can make a man a shliach. Itma, we learn like this. What's going to be hevili gita? Let's say the wife appoints a shliach now. The question is, and the wife told the shliach, Hovili Giti, that I'm appointing you to be a shliach, not le kabbalah, to stam accept my get. I'm just telling you, if you want to do me a favor and go to my husband and get the get, you can bring it to me. So the wife told the shliach, I want you to bring me the get. Now when the shliach goes to the husband, the shliach says it differently. He tells over to the husband, V'ishtecho omro his kabbalah giti. The shliach tells the husband that you know your wife told me I should be a shliach l'kabbalah. Now, who am I? What does the husband say? Heilach k'moy shomra. I want you to take it the way she told you. That's what the husband says. So the question is now, what does the husband mean to say? So does the husband mean to say the way she really, really said it, and then he's appointing her to be a shliach l'halacha, or does the husband trust the shliach? And the shliach says that the wife made me a shliach l'kabbalah. So the husband also only means to make him a shliach l'kabbalah. And that the husband can't do? Because since l'maisa, the wife did not appoint him to be a shliach l'kabbalah, so the husband has no right to appoint him to be a shliach l'kabbalah. So then the get will not be good. That's the shayla. Does the husband trust the shliach and mean what the shliach said? Or does the husband mean really what the wife said? So this thing Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Nachman said, Omer Rabba, Baravu, Omer Rav, Afilu Hegiya get liyoda. Even later on, when the shliach takes the get and brings it to your wife's hands, still, ain't a megareshish, you should know, the get is not chal. So why not? Look, like we just said, Shramin, here's the proof then, adibura didei kasamach, that the husband relies upon the words of the shliach. And since what the shliach said is that he's a shliach lekabolo, so the husband only meant to give him the get to be mekabel the get. And really it's not true, since the wife did not make him, there's no shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband does not mean to make a shliach l'alocha, so the get is no good. Because the adibur didor kosom, as if the truth would be, that the husband really relies on what the wife really said, so the right wife really wanted the shliach to be a shliach l'alocha. If so, mechimot tegita liyodim yetegarish, when at least the get reaches her hands, then sheshiba megareshes. Here it's a proof that the husband believes the shliach, and he goes after what the shliach says. This Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof over here. Because this is really a shalom Gemara b'mitzir. Also like this, where one guy says this one, the other guy says the other way, which one do you trust? So Rashi says, here is no proof. Om Rav Ashi, Ochi Hashta. What are you telling me? Bishleim,